We've come to our final news slot. A variety of items for you, ranging from a special service to remember Edith Cavell, news of trees, another traffic shake-up in the city centre, and a charity football match.
She was a Norfolk heroine who helped more than 200 soldiers escape from occupied Belgium during the First World War. But Edith Cavell's selfless efforts resulted in her execution by a German firing squad on October the 12th, 1915. This month marks the 100th anniversary of her body being returned to the UK and her burial at Norwich Cathedral on May the 15th, 1919. A century on, and two poignant services are being planned to commemorate the Swardston-born nurse's final journey home. On Wednesday, May the 15th, there will be a midday service at Westminster Abbey in London, followed by a 6:30 p.m. service of commemoration at Norwich Cathedral. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, will preach at the Westminster Abbey service, which will also celebrate the life of Florence Nightingale.
Fears have been raised about the removal of up to 12 important trees worth up to £330,000 to make way for a Norwich Independent School's new dining room. Norwich School unveiled the plans for the dining room and kitchen block, new teaching facilities and landscaping work in March, saying the upgrades to its historic site were urgently needed. But the City Council has raised an objection to the plans for the site off Norwich Cathedral's upper close, due to the effect which felling the trees could have on the surrounding area. In a comment submitted on the application, the Council said the trees proposed to be removed were mature and had been designated as important by an appraisal of the Cathedral Close conservation area. The Council's Tree Protection Officer said the value of the trees that would need to be removed in order to allow this development to go ahead is in excess of £330,000. The trees in question not only benefit the students, staff and visitors of the Norwich School, but their sphere of influence extends well beyond the cathedral walls, providing both tangible and intangible benefits for everyone within the city.
A deadly disease killing the country's ash trees could cost the British economy almost £15 billion, a study has warned, with taxpayers picking up much of the bill. Norfolk became the epicentre of the UK ash dieback outbreak in September 2012, when the first confirmed case of the infection in wild trees was found at Lower Wood in Ashwell Thorpe near Wyndham. The discovery triggered a scientific fight back led by the John Innes Centre in Norwich. The disease originated in Asia and is thought to have been brought on imported trees to the UK, where it is believed it could kill up to 99% of our native ash trees. Experts calculating the economic impact of ash dieback said they were shocked at the magnitude of the total cost to society, which they estimate at £14.8 billion over 100 years, with half of those costs falling within the next decade. The biggest costs will be from the loss of benefits that woods and trees provide, such as clean air and water and storing carbon dioxide, the study published in the Current Journal of Biology found. Clean-up costs, such as felling dangerous trees on roadsides, railway lines and in towns and cities, will cost about £4.8 billion. With much of that burden falling on local councils, said researchers from the University of Oxford, Fear of Science, Silver Foundation and the Woodland Trust. A DEFRA spokesman said, since ash dieback was identified in 2012, we have invested more than £6 million in ash dieback research and £4.5 million to strengthen border security. We currently have some of the strongest import controls in Europe.
People are being given the chance to have their say over a £1 million project, which could see further changes made to part of Norwich City Centre. Norfolk County Council and Norwich City Council are asking for feedback on proposals for changes to the London Street Bank Plain area of the city. The aims of the project are to create a clearer pedestrian route between Prince of Wales Road and London Street via Bank Plain, while also improving the quality of the public spaces in the area. Plans include creating new meeting areas in the centre of London Street, where it meets Opie Street, and at the top of the street where it meets Bank Plain. There would also be improvements to loading and parking facilities, and the removal of redundant signs and street furniture. We're asking for people's views on plans to improve the area, which preserve its heritage while creating new public spaces and a more pleasant environment for those spending time there or using it as a route into the city centre. The deadline for comments is Thursday, May the 30th. Consultation responses will then be considered and reported back to local councillors later in the year, who will then decide how to proceed with the project.
Well, here we are at the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. When you've finished listening, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and pop it into a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage. You also have the Norfolk Magazine today on a separate memory stick. You may require a little longer to listen to that, so of course you can send it back with another one of our weekly editions if you wish.
Our thanks go to the whole of the team that produced this week's recording, including editor Christine Gillam and sound recordist Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message. The office is not always manned, so if there is a delay in getting back to you, do not worry, as we will definitely will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, we'll say goodbye and hope you have enjoyed this week's edition.